Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, the Denver Nuggets up 3-2 on the Phoenix Suns, winning Game 5 last night in Denver, 118-102. And Nikola Jokic had 29 points with 13 rebounds. He also had a triple-double with 12 assists. Brandon Castall joins us from KOA in Denver on a Progressive guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on hour. How are you, my friend?
Tony, I'm good. Talking Nuggets, actually, with my boss, the great JoJo Turnbow, the radio legend here in Denver.
Please pass along my hello to the good old JoJo. Yeah. I appreciate
Tony D says hi. I talked to him on Sports Map Radio. He got a big smile. Yeah, he said, I love me some Tony D, but good to talk to you, bud. And obviously a little better for folks around here when it's coming off a big Nuggets win like we saw last night.
I talked about the triple-double from Jokic. What were the two or three other keys last night to how Denver got that Game 5 win at home, a series where the home team has won every game?
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward, right? When you always love post game where it's, you know, it doesn't come down to one pivotal play. Like, well, we were intense, we played harder, we played more defense, fast break points, like straightforward basketball stuff. But when those things aren't working or you're getting beat on the glass, then it's easy to say, oh, well, we have to rebound better. We have to rotate. We can't let Landry Shamet shoot wide open threes. Would we rather Landry Shamet shoot than Kevin Durant or Devin Booker? Sure. But we don't want wide open where the coaching staff and the guys on the bench are the closest to Landry Shamet. That's what we had in game four there in Phoenix when I was out there Sunday. And so they rotated better. They made things harder. They certainly made things harder on both KD and Devin Booker. And they did a good job at times of mixing up the coverage and the way they sort of, I guess, attacked those guys in terms of picking them up full court, right, and making it just a little bit more difficult. The full court defense, when you have depth, and that's something the Nuggets have, when you have depth, you can expend a little more energy and just make it a little more challenging for them to get down the court, to have to work a little harder. And so I think that they did a good job of doing stuff like that. We've seen them play great at home. They're, I think, the best home team in basketball right up there. But on the road, they were less than 500. They're 1-3 in the playoffs on the road to this point. And so I think that they need to have some of that stuff translate. They just haven't been able to do it, but it certainly looked like they were able to, you know, they were the better team by a significant margin in Game 5 last night.
Let's go back to Game 4 for a second. What was the mood of this team? Obviously, you want to get at least one win in Phoenix. They did not do that. But you're talking about, on the other side, this historical shooting effort by Devin Booker, and yet they almost survived it. They almost were able to overcome that.
Yeah, well, and not just Game 4, Game 3 as well on Friday night.
You know, absolutely.
I was there for both, and that was one of those things, and that was one of the line of questions that I had for guys post-game was, hey, you were right there, even though you get this historic night from KD and Book, who both are over 60%. Now, they were that twice, right? And you still needed Landry Shamet because you had a historical night from Joker with 53 points and 11 assists. And Jamal Murray wasn't great in the first half of Game 4, but he was a lot better in the second half, and he gave you 28. It was that you got 11 from MPJ, you got 11 from Aaron Gordon, and it just wasn't enough. But two more buckets from either of them, and you would have been right there. If MPJ doesn't come down and fire up a three with DeAndre Ayton trailing and affecting the shot on a fast break when they're down three, maybe you get a layup and a foul, right, or a dunk and a foul. So they were in the mix of both games. They didn't get blown out. It didn't look as bad as the Game 2 loss here in Denver for Phoenix or the Game 5 loss last night. They're a better team right now. The two best players, not named Nikola Jokic, are on the Suns, right? I think there's a gap between KD and Book and then Jamal Murray. But after that, when you have Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, what Bruce Brown gave him off the bench, KCP, and then the energy from the rookie and Christian Brown, as well as a little bit of Jeff Green mixed in, they just have a deeper team right now. The Suns in the next couple of years are going to be really interesting to see who they surround Book and KD with. But they were in the mix there, and maybe not only do they maybe win tomorrow when the series returns back for Game 6, but if they do, it'll remind the league, like, hey, they don't have to just play at home. They can win a road game because – unless Miami wins the East, Miami or the Knicks, they have a better record than Miami and the Knicks. The Nuggets do not have a better record than the Celtics or the Sixers. And I think by the Sixers, it's literally one game. And that game where Embiid went nuts in Philly is, in theory, the difference of what home court advantage might be. So they would have to play more road games than home games if they're lucky enough to make it to the final. They're actually lucky enough if the ball bounces their way. And so a win tomorrow night would say, okay, they can also win outside of Denver and beat a really good team that's been really good at home.
I'm sure this is more of a conversation locally, but Ron and I were talking about this Nuggets team is throughout the season, they're not on national TV a lot. They've had a few games, but not a lot. And yet they have a two-time MVP. Why was everybody looking around going, I like a shiny new toy in Sacramento, or I like the fact that Durant's on Phoenix, or I think the Lakers can come out of the seven seed, but nobody really was wanting to jump on the Nuggets train at the beginning. Does it have a lot to do with the postseasons over the last couple of years, or is there something else that makes people want to navigate to other teams in the Western Conference rather than the Nuggets, who are the top team in the conference?
Well, Tony, I think it's multiple things, but I think you talk about the postseasons the last couple of years, it's easy to say, well, Jamal Murray wasn't there for two of them, and Michael Porter Jr. wasn't there for one and a half of them. And so you're nervous that they'll stay healthy, and you still have to be nervous in general, not about Jamal's knee. He's certainly back to, we think, where he was before he hurt his knee. But MPJ has a back that, you know, last time I checked, do you know anyone who used to have a back problem that doesn't anymore? Right?
That's right. Like, good point.
They almost, you know, they're almost always lingering. So you cross your fingers that the guy that you're paying that much money to is healthy all the way through, and not just this playoffs, but, you know, over multiple seasons. But so you have that element of they weren't there, so it was just Joker. It's like, oh, look, they're getting beat in the first round. That was by the eventual champs a year ago, and they lost to the Suns, who went to the finals the year before. So it wasn't like they were getting run out of the gym by the T-Wolves. And right. So you have that. Then let's be honest, as good as Joker is, and I think anyone who's played basketball or appreciates some of the nuances of the game would love to play with him, right? You have yet to come across a teammate maybe other than Yusuf Nurkic that didn't like playing with Joker. And so, and honestly, with Nurkic, it's not about Joker's skill. It's that he basically took his job and is clearly better than him, and that's obvious. But because he has some Tim Duncan qualities, right? There's not a flashiness to his game. He doesn't live above the rim. He doesn't look like Giannis. He's not as big a physical freak as Joel Embiid is. And so I think because of that, and even though he has plenty of personality, especially in press conferences, you saw him goof around with Shaq last night post game on TNT. He has that. He has, you know, good smart ass tendencies and all of that. It's not a personality that, you know, is in your face, if you will. So I think when you have arguably the best basketball player on the planet right now, and it's not that long of an argument, but he's not exciting, if you will, then there's a muted enthusiasm. And so I think it's all that plus, can they win on the road? Is Michael Malone a good enough coach? And until they rewrite those narratives, especially the Malone piece, like Malone made zero rotational changes from game four to game five. And I think he wanted to stick to his guns. Clearly it worked for him last night, but there's been plenty of criticism that he can't get him over the hump, even though you can point to not that Joker isn't exciting to watch for, you know, casual fans, but sure. The injuries, while they aren't an excuse necessarily, they are a factor, right? Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. make them better, and not having them in the playoffs last year is going to limit you. And then you make two great acquisitions with KCP and Bruce Brown, and that allows Aaron Gordon, even though he's paid really highly, to truly be a fourth option and at times a fifth or even a sixth and focus on defense. And so I think that they've got the right mix. And so if they can advance, they match up kind of well with both teams in that, you know, they create a challenge. They'll have their challenges too. And so maybe it's all coming together and the health will be on their side. And we'll not only see the first ever finals appearance by the Denver Nuggets, but maybe perhaps their first ever trophy as well.
If Chris Paul comes back for game six, how do you look at the way that series was going when he was in it, and what his return might mean for the way Denver plays the Suns?
They were up eight in game two when he got hurt.
Yeah.
And you got to love Chris Paul if you like good, smart basketball. And Chris Paul has been as good and as smart of a player as we've seen in this league for a long time. At point guard, there's not too many point guards you'd rather have, especially in their prime over the last decade or so, right? An early 30s pre-injury Chris Paul was as good as it gets in those, you know, elbow-to-elbow jumpers. I don't know what his percentage is on him, but it feels like every time he takes one, they're going to go in. And even when they don't go in, they look good, right? But great in the pick and roll, such a smart floor general. The biggest thing about having CP3 back is that it'll take pressure off all of the bench players that have had to step up, like Landry Shamet and certainly Campaign and go on down the list. And it helps Monty Williams with his rotations. I think it limits you defensively, and that could be a problem. But it also allows Devin Booker to play more freely and not have to worry about having the ball in his hands to set the offense. Not that he won't have his ball, you know, won't have his hands on the basketball plenty. It's that CP3 can get it down, get him into their set a lot of times, or call whatever, and that's one less, I guess in theory, two less things for Booker to worry about, not only getting the ball down court, but also, okay, what are we running here? Because Chris Paul will handle all of that.
Brandon Cristal, KOA, always good talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much. Love to you guys out there in Denver. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Fingers crossed. We got another round here in Denver to talk to you, so holler at me again, Tom.
You got it, Brandon. Brandon Cristal at KOA. Again, Nuggets up 3-2, but they got to go to Phoenix, and they got to win Game 6. That'll be on Thursday night, and the home team has won every game in this series, and it is possible that Chris Paul comes back for the Phoenix Suns. We'll come back, wrap up the hour and this show on Sports Map Radio. Glad you could join us here on a Wednesday.